Welcome to Seek Reality with your host, Roberta Grimes. Author and attorney Roberta Grimes will explore and illustrate how she, after an extraordinary experience of light in childhood, has discovered channels of communication to the afterlife and how these implications have an effect on our everyday lives. Please welcome the host of Seek Reality, Roberta Grimes.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes, and we're coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. There is so much evidence for the fact that all of us live many lives that it's no longer even open to debate. Yes, reincarnation does happen. But we're coming to understand now that the reincarnation that's part of all of our eternal lives doesn't really bear a lot of resemblance to our traditional understandings of reincarnation. For one thing, reincarnation does not happen quickly, and it doesn't happen automatically. For another, there isn't some karmic scale that we've got to keep in balance. Reincarnation is not mechanical, it's organic. And whenever we choose to enter a new lifetime, we plan it very carefully with our spirit guides, with those who will be important in that new lifetime, and with their guides. So far, so okay. But there is one detail about reincarnation that's boggling. There is no such thing as objective time. And in some way that we cannot fathom, all our lifetimes are happening at once. Yes, we can regress people hypnotically to past lives to try to find events there that might be screwing up their present lives, but we also can progress people to their future lives, and sometimes we'll find that events in a future life are adversely affecting their present lifetime, believe it or not. I really don't understand it. But if we afterlife researchers are honest with ourselves, we've got to admit that there still are many things we don't understand. Meanwhile, past life regression is becoming an ever more useful form of hypnotherapy. And our wonderful guest this week is a licensed hypnotherapist who does past life regressions, among other kinds of hypnotherapy. Peter Wright is a friend of mine, and he's a lot of fun. Welcome, Peter. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Me too. Thanks so much for inviting me to join you today.
We've been talking about this for a while, and Peter has been my guest before. And every time he has been, I've gotten raves from listeners. So I hope everyone will understand. This is fun for me, but I think it will be fun for you as well. Now, Peter, let's begin by sharing briefly what brought you to do this kind of work.
Well, when I was a kid, I had an older brother, and who's 3 years older than I, and he had a comic book collection. And I may be 8 years of age, and one of the comic books that attracted my attention was a Superman comic book. And back then, there were ads in the backs of comic books, and an ad in particular caught my attention, which was a book called How to Hypnotize Your Friend. So I thought, oh my gosh, I want to buy that book.
Yes.
So I went up to my father, and I said, Dad, I really want to buy this book. I showed him the ad. And he looked at the ad and looked at his loving son and said, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Don't you love it when parents are supportive? Yes, that's wonderful.
My. So it killed the idea for about 15 years. But after I graduated from college, I still wanted to be a hypnotherapist. And in fact, did begin the training for that and have been doing it for the past 25 years.
Wow. So, but you're a counselor too. You have some credentials in that as well. It's sort of helping people seems to be what you do. But you began just really doing hypnotherapy, right? What kinds of things were you addressing with that?
Well, I was attracted to past life regression. I found that right away. It just seemed like the right way for me to proceed, and so began taking additional certification classes in that particular modality and have been using it as part of my practice ever since.
What other kinds of things do you help with? Because many people, I think, have no idea. And I'd like to talk some this week, too, this time, about what hypnosis is. I was recently re-hypnotized by Peter, so I have a fresh memory of what it feels like. And that's something we're going to talk about a little bit. But first, what are some of the other things that you can address with hypnosis?
What I find is that it can be very helpful in Whenever you feel stuck or frustrated or angry, to take us back to the cause or source. Maybe it's in this life of those issues. Or if you have relationship problems, perhaps there's something there that can be assisted through hypnotherapy. I'm also especially interested in helping clients connect with their own inner wisdom, their higher self, their gut, their heart, that part of them that knows everything there is to know about them. And we can easily, at the beginning of the session, connect with that part, find out what it looks like, feels like, sounds like, what its name is, and then ask that part to work with us to help the client resolve the issue that we're seeking to heal or let go of or whatever. So those are just some of the areas.
Now, from my perspective, that would probably be the eternal mind, most of which stays in the afterlife levels. You're connecting with the higher self of the person. We know that we sort of come here with a limited subset of our mind, and one of the first things that happens after we die is that we merge with that greater mind. So you're saying that you can access it through hypnosis.
Absolutely. So it's that part of you that knows everything there is to know about you from this life and past lives and is eager to work with you and already does work with you through your intuition. We're just never sure which voice it is or which feeling it is that's that particular intuitive part of me. So through hypnosis, we invite that energy to come forth so you can meet it and say, oh, it's that voice or that feeling.
Oh, how interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then we can involve it with in the session itself.
And you're also able to help people with things like, tobacco addiction and obesity, that sort of thing, right?
Hypnosis can be very, very helpful with that. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? So you're giving someone a suggestion, don't eat so much, and it works? Or cigarettes.
What we find is that in an individual, about 12% of them is their conscious mind, and 88% is their unconscious mind, their subconscious.
And well, that is so interesting, Peter. Let me just tell you why. I have been assuming, just based on little bits of evidence, that we take 10% of our mind here to get us through this lifetime, and we leave 90% behind. And you're saying that's close to right? I'm really delighted about that.
So by then working with your own higher self, your own inner guidance, which is what I proceed to do, we can then help you find out what is causing these issues through thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs in your subconscious that are preventing you from moving forward, be it with food, with cigarettes, or with almost any other issue that you're dealing with. And it can be very, very powerful.
Can you do it in one session, or does it take a few of them?
It depends upon the issue. My sessions are 2 hours long, and we accomplish a great deal in that two-hour period of time. And my approach to it is to seek to do as much as we can in concert with your own higher self so that it's really seen as short-term therapy.
That is fascinating. How does hypnotism work? I mean, it's a weird thing to have it done to you. It's weird. So how does it work?
It's a simply focused concentration. In other words, you've experienced hypnosis if you have ever daydreamed, or you've gone to the movies and it's a sad film and you're crying in the midst of the film. Focused
really?
Concentration. Or you've missed your exit on the freeway because you've been daydreaming as you're driving. It's just very natural.
Have you been riding with me lately? Right. I know that feeling. But those, it's different to some extent because I had the sense when we'll talk in a little bit about what happened to me when I was past life regressed by Peter. But I had the sense when I was hypnotized that it was not something I could like come out of. It really was a state that it was pleasant. It was very comfortable, pleasant, happy state. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't something like you can hit your head after you go past the freeway exit and go, you know, you have to go back and you go, oh, darn it. but there wasn't an oh darn it with this. So is it something where your mind simply is in such a state that's deep enough that it can't change course easily? Is that it?
It depends upon the person, but I find that with most of my clients, it's very easy to come out of it whenever you choose, because all hypnosis is stealth hypnosis. You're in charge. And my role is to help. Yeah, yes.
I didn't even know that. How fascinating. Mm-hmm. So
it just naturally occurs. And so when you're in that place, you're aware of everything that's going on around you. You hear the traffic outside, typically. But you can, at the same time, open your eyes whenever you choose.
All right. Let's. I didn't feel that I could, but what you're telling me is I didn't want to, even though I was trying to, right?
Exactly.
My own mind
exactly.
was overruling the impulse. Wow, what a fascinating idea that is. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. So, and it's quick, too. It didn't take but a minute or two before I was in this very deep, relaxed state. How do you do it?
It can happen very quickly. It's just inviting you to relax more and more and more and more. And what we find is that it's just simple and easy to go into that relaxed place. And once you're there, then I invite you to just follow my guidance. And let's say we are then going up into the light to meet with your higher self. You just follow along and just relax even more, and it just naturally happens.
Yeah. Tell us about past lives. So what you first would do would be to say, okay, you've got this phobia of heights or something, and you'd say, mm-hmm. let's go to the place in this lifetime where that might have started. What would you say? How would you do that?
Okay. Well, first, with my particular approach, we would take you to meet with your higher self. And once that occurs, which happens pretty quickly, I ask your higher self, does the fear of heights have as its cause or source something that happened to you in this life? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, will you take us back there now? Sure. And it does. If it's no, is it from a past life? Yes. Will you take us back there now? Yes. Okay, Roberta, get out of the way and let's go.
Oh, is that fun? Yeah. So you don't fumble with it. You simply say to the higher self, all right, you're in charge. Take me to this place where this started. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very straightforward.
Exactly.
My experience personally, and I inadvertently hypnotized myself and did past life regression, and I'll tell that story before the end of the hour. But what I got out of it was that just remembering the event that caused the problem, in this case in a past life, made the problem immediately go away. It was a fear of stepping off a high place, gone. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was mm-hmm. remember where it came from, and it was gone. Is that what's typical?
It depends on the issue or problem. I find that by going into the energy of what happened, it can often help you clear it. But at the same time, I find that about 60% of my clients are visual. So we go into a past life or up into the spirit world to meet with the higher self, and they see it all. They're starring in their own motion picture costume drama. Terrific.
Really?
But about,
that would
go
be
ahead.
Fun.
Exactly. Exactly. But about 40% of my clients, and I'm in this group myself, are more kinesthetic or audio.
Oh.
In other words, whenever I go into one of my past lives or to meet with my higher self, I don't see anything.
Well, that's a bummer. You want to have the whole experience.
But I hear it, I sense it, I feel it. Even though part of me is saying, Peter, you're making this up, I find your soul speaks through your imagination.
Oh, that's a wonderful point. How fascinating. And so do people typically land in a dramatic moment in a lifetime? Is that usual, or it would just be a typical day where perhaps something happened?
Good question.
You've done a lot of these. What's it like? I mean, is it really typically? Because I've long ago, long before I met you, I did some, just as part of my research, I had some past life regressions. And in every case, I got stuck into it right before a violent death. It was like, I'm never doing this again. This was not fun. But that's not typical, right?
It all depends. But if we do enter in just before the end of your life, we then go through the death. How did you die? What was your dying thought? Because the Tibetan Buddhists, for example, yes, believe that up to 80%, that so many of our issues could be traced back to a dying thought.
Oh, how interesting.
If you die of starvation, maybe the dying thought is, there's never enough food. So that now...
with both hands, I'm going to shove it in my face from now on. Right, right. Wow. That's so interesting.
So from there we go into your spirit body. Feel yourself move out of the physical body where you just died into your spirit body. And there we then invite you to, how does that feel? Often it feels lighter. To go back into that lifetime to a happy memory when you were a child with your parents or whoever raised you. And at the count of three, be there in that child's body. One, two, three, are you there?
Wow.
So once you're there, we then quickly go through and see what happened from the birth in that body up to the point when you died to fill in the blanks.
Wow. And what illumination that is. I mean, we tend to think of ourselves as just the person we are now, but we have been many people, and those people are still us. A couple of decades ago, read about past life regression therapy, I wondered whether I had a problem that could be fixed that way, because I had started in my latter teens to be terrified of stepping off an edge. I could go up in a plane, I could be up in a building, as long as the windows wouldn't open, I'd be fine, but I would be terrified, unable to move if I could possibly get to an edge and step off, and it got worse and worse. So one day I wondered, after I had sort of learned about past life regression therapy, I thought, I wonder if I did something stupid at one point in a previous life and it killed me. And I started to have little flashes of, it was like early dawn, and I'm a young male American Indian standing on the edge of a cliff, very pure of spirit, so pure of spirit that I know I can fly. And I started having these flashes of this, just this being in this boy's body. And then one day I thought, I bet that little idiot just stepped off the edge. I'll bet he did. He tried to fly and it didn't work very well. And then I realized, you know, gee, I'm not as afraid anymore, but it didn't really strike me how completely just that memory fixed it until I was at a friend's celebration of her 25th anniversary of her business. I'm a business attorney in my civilian life before I become super researcher and put on my suit for that. So we were celebrating, but it was a Sunday on the next day when we went to the offices on like the 40-odd floor of a building in Midtown Manhattan. And we walked into all the windows were open, of course, because it was very warm. It was summertime and there was no air conditioning. We all walked into this big room and I could see the Chrysler building, you know, the funny, you know, hawk's heads or something. I had to go right and look at that Chrysler building. So I went to the window and I sort of leaned out a little and you could see it. It was amazing. And then I turned and looked at my husband who was standing in the doorway and his jaw was on the floor. Only then did I realize I had no longer any fear of stepping off an edge. And so, Peter, that's what happens. What you do is like a miracle, because that was crippling, that fear, and it's gone.
Exactly. And it happens very easily in terms of helping you come to resolution with it. Just going into the problem and giving you an opportunity to make a different choice. Or if it involves a relationship with someone with whom you have problems in this life, it could be that that person was in that previous life, and by coming to closure with them in the story that has unfolded during that particular regression, that past life, we can then help change the energy in your present life in that relationship.
So you find these are people who have had relationships with the same person in prior lives, and they're still working them out, right, in this life.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Wow, how interesting. The whole new marriage counseling, another thing you can be doing.
And
my whole lifetime, I find it marriage counseling. Go ahead.
We're reborn, we're reborn with the same souls in lifetime after lifetime, especially within the family, because that's where we learn our greatest personal lessons.
Wow. But different relationships, right? So that you might be parent or child, and then in another lifetime you might be married people. Mm-hmm. Do you mm-hmm. find that's true? Yeah, I think that's really fun that people are able to experience those different ways that they were related to someone that they still love, or maybe they're having issues with, and maybe we can go back and find out why and fix them. Have you had that happen in your office? Have you seen that happen, that people were able to resolve issues like that?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. In fact, part of my practice is involving individuals who are looking to find out. One recently, a client who was in the midst of a divorce, who was saying things like, "My husband is the only person in my life who I'm afraid of losing. I'd give my life for him." But yet he made her crazy in terms of filled with fear and she just didn't want to be around him. And yet she was drawn to him. And so we went into the past life that was directly related, and she was able to come to closure with it. And it was just amazing to see.
Wow. That must be a very satisfying job you have, Peter, to be able to see people get better right there in your office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so relationships and addictions to cigarettes or whatever, and my problem, which was a physical problem, a physical fear of heights. What other kinds of fears do people have that you've seen cured or fixed?
Sort of, you name a fear, and I've worked with it. So it runs the gamut from just in terms of like things like anxiety and poor self-esteem and chronic pain and childhood trauma. So it's an
wow.
opportunity to look at things from a different perspective.
So it's like getting
this life.
You're getting like an emotional tune-up. You've got something that's kind of knocking, and it's not running smoothly in your life. And this, you're saying, this is an all-purpose way to address something that just isn't working right and is causing you troubles in this lifetime.
Right. And so the solution can be seen in a story. A past life story. We're not saying it's true. We're not saying it isn't true, but just allow that story to unfold as if it's important and go with it and share it with me.
Do you ever get bored with all these stories? Probably not. I know you.
Not at all. Not at all. I find them very interesting because they're stories that help you heal. They're your stories. And by helping you confront those who defeated you, and therefore coming to closure with that defeat, letting it go through forgiveness and love, then you can release it and let it go.
And this is a permanent cure. People don't come back and say, "I need a tune-up on this. I'm starting to get these issues again."
It's typically permanent. Yep.
Huh. That is so exciting. Well, this is a wonderful, when you think about the fact that it doesn't require drugs, it doesn't require you to do anything, it doesn't take time. What a wonderful way to address so many kinds of issues that tie people up in their lives. I mean, I wish I knew more about it. It's sort of, I think I'd like to do it myself, to tell you the truth. It looks like it would be a lot of fun to do this for people. When I was in Santa Barbara, by the way, Peter lives in the most beautiful place on the face of the earth, but that's where his office is too. But Santa Barbara is wonderful. And I was there and Peter said, "Hey, come by, we'll do a little regression." And I was very interested in doing this. And so anyone who knows my whole history knows that I've lately come to know my primary spirit guide, and he's very much an opinionated individual, and he has me on a regimen of all the things I promised before I was born to do. So that's why I live my entire life doing this work, and happily so. But I was interested in knowing about some other lifetimes, maybe some lifetimes I had with him. We've had 17, he says. So I get in the chair, and it was quick to get hypnotized. I didn't even realize it when suddenly he's telling me, I think, to do this or that, and I was just totally out. And then it turned out that I couldn't be regressed to anything. And I really, I was resisting it. And finally, when Peter asked what was going on, it turned out that Thomas, my primary guide, was saying I wasn't supposed to be regressed. He didn't want me to be regressed, that he didn't want me to focus on those lifetimes when I have work to do in this lifetime. And when I get where I'm going, where we all soon will go, I can look up everything and I'll know all the stuff I would like to know now. So basically, he gave me a little slap on the wrist and said, don't be regressed anymore. This is unusual, though, Peter, right? Usually your guides don't step in and say you can't do this.
Absolutely. And then to just to what I have in my notes from that session was that Thomas said, tell her that the most important lifetime is the one she's in right now.
Did he say that? I forgot that. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
well, I hope more goes on in it than has gone on so far, because so far it's not that important. I'm on a need-to-know basis about my own life. He doesn't tell me much about what's going to happen. I mean, when I ended up channeling Jesus, I didn't know about it until the night, like 3 or 4 hours, literally, before it was going to happen, when he first let me know it. So, but anyway, it was a fun experience, nonetheless, I must say. And there was other information that came out from my higher self, which I don't even remember now. I would have to go back and listen to the session. There's one of the things that's wonderful about what Peter does is that he does tape it. And so you get to think about it more deeply and understand, you know, yourself. A lot of it is about understanding yourself more deeply, because most of us really don't. We live unexamined lives. And to be able to look this deeply at your own life now, even apart from maybe going to a past life, to know yourself more now, to me, is an extremely powerful thing. Don't you think, Peter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that brings to mind a particular client that I wanted to share with you. Because,
okay.
Let's say her name is Alice, and she had lots of health issues, fibromyalgia, arthritis, migraines, joint pain. Okay. And plus she had family and self-judgment issues. Her family wanted her to get the best health care possible, but they all had different ideas as to why she should do what they wanted her to do.
Right.
A woman in her 40s. You know, she has children herself. And so took her into hypnosis. And what we discovered was that in meeting her guidance, she had one guide who's been with her through this life. Another guide works with her on her health issues. And the third guide works with her regarding her own gifts in this life, what she brings to help those around her. Okay? And this is what surprised me. Her health guide told us that Alice needs to know that she chose this body and these health issues because they would help advance her soul's growth in this lifetime.
Wow. Wow.
So release the victimhood. You chose these issues to help you move your own soul, move through this lifetime, and gain wisdom from these experiences. But equally important, she chose to be born in this particular family with those parents and her brothers, so they could learn from her experiences with these health issues.
Fascinating.
So an opportunity for everybody to learn from all those health issues that she was dealing with. But they went on to say further that don't dwell upon blame regarding your own health issues.
Right.
Because it's not helping you. You chose the journey. And instead, look to yourself for your answers, because those family members who know what's best for you are not you. You look within yourself and do what you feel is right for you, because by doing so, you're going to be helping your family members on their own journey.
Wow, their own that is all so empowering. And
really
and did she take it to heart? Did it help her to then become strong, take control of herself, feel positive about her life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so she
wow.
left the session, and we had a couple sessions, and it did a world of good for her because it gave her permission to take charge of her own self and not have to depend upon what her brother said or her husband said or the doctor said. Not that she would disregard what the doctor said, but the family members were getting in the way.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. So it's empowerment, really. The more knowledge you have, the more empowered you are then to run with your run your old life, to deal with the issues that are in your way in this lifetime. I love it.
Yep. My goal in working with clients is to help them release the blocks that are preventing them from getting what they want.
Wow. That's a great way to put it. Because that's where really what is going on in all our lives, I think, is we all have ambitions and dreams, and we all, I think, come to places in our lives where we think that we can't go any farther. So what you can do is help people to get past that.
Exactly. With the help and guidance of their own inner wisdom, their higher
right.
self.
It's all you who's doing the work. It's not Peter. But Peter is helping you, enabling you, empowering you to be able to do it using the resources you usually can't access, which is most of your mind that you've left behind. You sort of pack it away in the afterlife levels and just put on the gym clothes that's like 10% of your mind. Come here to this spiritual gym. And that's really what all that life is. Well, that's exciting, Peter. That's more than I ever knew about any of this stuff. I mean, I'm interested in it, but haven't really studied it or known much about it. People's guides or their higher consciousness are giving them his name. Tell that story. I think that's hysterical.
Okay. I've had two examples of this in the last 2 weeks. And the first involved a woman who was calling from Los Angeles. And I live about 100 miles from Los Angeles. And she had called because she always had wanted to meet with her own inner wisdom and get to know it better. So she went to was recommended to go to a Reiki master for a Reiki session, and did so. And she mentioned to the Reiki master that she wanted to experience her guidance. And the Reiki master said, "Well, you'll get a voice in the next couple of days that'll tell you what to do." So a few days went by, and she woke up in the morning, and a voice within her said, "Contact Peter Wright." Well, she didn't know who Peter Wright was.
That's great. She'd never heard of you, right? I think that's amazing.
Never heard of me. And went on the web and discovered me in Santa Barbara and called me, and we had a delightful conversation. By chance, the first question I asked her was, "How did you hear about me?" And so she shared this story with me.
Oh, wow.
So we got together and had a very productive session. And then the second was something that happened today. Got a call from a woman in Indiana. I live in California. And she said that she woke up today and a voice said, "Contact Wright, Wright. Oh, so she went onto the web and put in the name, and the first, through the internet, the first thing on her screen in terms of Google was my website.
Oh, aren't you lucky? That's
wow.
Great. Yeah.
Wow. So she called me. And it turned out her son had been in a terrible car accident last July and had died at the age of 30 unexpectedly.
Oh.
And so she was still grieving his loss, but felt his presence around the house. And so she was calling me to see if I could offer assistance. And it's one of the things that I do, because we're all connected to everybody, regardless of whether we're currently in physical body or the person has passed on or their past life personalities. So through hypnosis, we'll be getting together on a phone session in next week to invite her son to come forth and join us in the session together. I think she'll be very pleased. So, hey, get out of the way and allow that story to unfold.
But when you start getting people not in bodies telling people who have never heard of you that they should call you, that's, you know, you have a great PR team there, Peter, I must say.
I do.
That's great.
And I'm very grateful.
This is a new area, though. This area of communicating with the dead, you find that you're able to help people in by hypnotizing them to get into a state where we call forth the dead relative and they have conversations?
Yes, indeed. I was at a workshop several years ago, and during the workshop, turned out there was another hypnotherapist present, and we engaged in idle chatter before the workshop began. And during one of the breaks, he shared with me on his cell phone a session that he'd had that he'd videoed of with a client. And the client was in hypnosis, and they'd invited the client's Uncle Harold to come and join them. Well, Harold had passed on years before, but in the video, you could see a little photograph of Uncle Harold dancing right next to the client's face.
There was no
photograph of Harold actually in the room, but he was present. Thank you very much.
Wow.
And that's something I use in my practice, that everybody's available to us. So just imagine while you're in the trance state that your father's there. He will be, and will invite you to speak with him and hear his responses.
Our minds are powerfully creative. We can call people forth. We can make them appear just with the power of our minds. And that's good afterlife science, but to see you doing it is a wonderful thing. What a way to help people with their grief.
Oh, absolutely. And to hear more about how they're doing now in the spirit world, that all is well, they're fine, stop grieving over me, I'm doing okay.
They're having a heck of a time. That's why I called my book The Fun of Dying. Peter, tell people how they can reach you.
The best thing to do is to go to my website, which is www.insightsfromwithin.com. Insights with an S, fromwithin.com. And you can contact me through the website. I offer sessions by phone and by Skype or in person in my office in Santa Barbara, and look forward to answering any questions that people have about what I do.
Now, I just want to ask Peter one more time to give us his website. How can people reach you, Peter?
Okay, go to www.insightsfromwithin.com, and you'll find lots of information about me along with some videos, and happy to respond to questions I receive through the website, and I'll get right back to you. So appreciate hearing from anyone who'd like to find out more about what I do. I offer sessions through phone and through Skype, as well as in person in my office in Santa Barbara.
And P.S., Peter Wright is probably the nicest person I know. Do you ever get cranky? I've never seen it. You're really the nicest person. Never having a bad day is a wonderful thing, but partly it's because you live in Santa Barbara. I think that gives you an unfair advantage. But Peter, I've loved having you with me. We'll have you back again to talk more about past life regression. This is an exciting topic. And by the second half of this century, everybody will be doing it because it works. Most people don't understand that yet, but it works very well. So thank you, Peter. I really enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
Now, you've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I love having you here. I hear from so many people, and I sort of have them in my mind when I feel as if you're there on the other side of this microphone and we're having a private conversation. I really love that. As you know, you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you really understand the implications of that, it will change everything in your life for the better. Nothing will be the old way. It'll all be new. Our guest next week will be Dr. Stafford Betty. Stafford is one of very few, just really a handful of academics who are talking about what happens at death and what the afterlife is like in a university setting. And his new book is a wonderfully concise examination of the best evidence for what is really going on. It's called What Did You Ever Become Less by Dying? When Did You Ever Become Less by Dying? There's a story behind the title, and that's one of the things he'll be telling us. But it's a wonderful, wonderful, easy-to-read, concise book. It makes a great companion to Victor and Wendy Zammit's wonderful A Lawyer Presents the Evidence for the Afterlife. And here's a plug for them as well. Victor and Wendy Zammit's Friday Afterlife Report is an extraordinary compendium of what's new in this very broad field of studying the greater reality. It's the best news you'll read all week. If you'd like to receive it for free, just go to victorzammit.com and put in your email address. It comes in the United States. It comes Thursday night because they're in Australia. And it is a wonderful, what I do is I keep it on my computer, and I just nibble at it every day. It's just, there's so much evidence and information and just wonderful videos that I just can't do it all at once with the work I have, but I just love doing it. So anyway, so come and talk and listen to Dr. Stafford Betty, who's a lovely man and an academic who has the courage in a university to be teaching what we talk about here. Please join us next week, and he and I will help you put it all together. This week, our guest has been my dear friend, Peter Wright. As I keep saying, he's such a nice guy, it's almost criminal. He's one of the nicest people you will ever meet. He's a licensed hypnotherapist. He helps people access parts of their minds and memories that we ordinarily cannot reach. 90% almost of your mind you can't access consciously, but he can help you do it with hypnotherapy. And from that, you get insights, understandings, healings that would otherwise be impossible. What an exciting and beautiful gift that is to be able to give to the world. Now, as you know, my nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, Flying High in Spirit, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, and The Fun of Growing Forever. And by the end of this year, we'll also have children's books on the topic of what Jesus taught. I'm excited about that. That's just been announced, and I'm in the process of writing them now. You can find recent episodes of Seek Reality on bbmglobalnetwork.com, and older Seek Reality episodes are being rebroadcast on Green Vision 7 Radio Network and on the X-Zone Broadcast Network and its affiliates worldwide at xzbn.net. Seek Reality episodes that go back as far as June of 2013 are available for free as podcasts with my wonderful friends at webtalkradio.net, and they're also on iTunes. For more information about any of these broadcasts, or to read my blog, to ask questions, just to say hello perhaps, just please go to robertagrimes.com. I always answer emails. I tell people, if you don't hear in 24 hours, send flowers. I haven't been able to keep that up, actually, quite as much as I used to, because there's sometimes quite a volume of people who have questions or just want to say thank you. And but I, if it's not 24, it'll certainly be 36 hours. I love hearing from people. I feel as if I've made 100,000 terrific friends by doing this work. It's the best thing about doing what I do. If you weren't there, this wouldn't, even though I love talking, you could tell I love to talk. This wouldn't be fun if you weren't there to listen, and I'm so grateful to you for being there. And as I say, if you'd like to reach out, I'm here and we're friends, so I'm happy to hear from you. I hear questions sometimes from people which are touching. I hear questions that sometimes break my heart. But always, everybody I hear from, you can see the powerful eternal being that person is. You can see them becoming aware suddenly of how much greater they are than they ever understood they were. It's like holding spiritual babies in my arms, and I love doing it. But meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you are a powerful eternal being and you are infinitely loved.
This has been Seek Reality with your host, Roberta Grimes. Tune in each week and discover the nature of reality and God, past, present, and future, in a way that can only be told by Roberta Grimes on the next episode of Seek Reality.